understand what does the meaning of occupation of Israeli occupation on the Palestinians' lands.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very it's very hectic, and the other communities around the world should understand the difficulties that we are facing when we are resisting the occupation. It doesn't mean that we are Palestinians with violation.
Mm-hmm.
No, we are human beings as the others. Persons around the world, we respect the other's life,
mm-hmm.
so we wanted them to respect our life, our dignity, our call for self-determination,
mm-hmm.
our call for independence.
Mm-hmm.
Enough violation, so we wanted the rights for the Israelis as the same. To have our own rights as Palestinians,
mm-hmm.
this is very much important.
Mm-hmm.
To live in dignity together, not one against the other, or over or on the other. So we want to live in equal opportunities, and to provide us with access of movement, access to get to our families, friends, relatives.
Mm-hmm. How has that affected the majority of the people that live here, as well as those that left?
Palestinians who are holding Jerusalem ID, the blue ID, had left their assets, their buildings, their flats, and they moved to live in Jerusalem.
Okay.
You can't imagine, Aisha, they lived in very small apartments, some of them in one bedroom for around seven persons. Imagine this, one bedroom for seven persons, and also even some of them, they are living in very old houses in the old city of Jerusalem, lacking for light, fresh air, and so on. Even they had, some rooms are underground, so they lived in it. It used to be storage places, but they had, because life became very, very difficult, they can't move in difficulties or checkpoints day by day.
Mm-hmm.
So they had moved to live in that horrible situation to avoid the transportation and the checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine that you have your own kids and, big soldiers or security persons, highly equipped with weapons, coming to your vehicle window or to the bus, and the children, they don't understand what's going on, their faces are horrible, terrifying them, and so on. Many of them became in, psychosocial difficulties,
mm-hmm.
and problems, bedwetting, difficulties in education and the health difficulties. So they were obliged to leave their beautiful houses to go to live in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
We love Jerusalem, but we want to have, at least a humanitarian places to live in it, or flats to live in it, or to use it. But
what was the relationship with between Aram and Jerusalem before the wall?
It used to be one place. It is one way. It's only 9 kilometers north from Jerusalem.
So it's like a suburb of
Jerusalem. This is Jerusalem district, all of it, Aram. The eastern villages of Jerusalem, like Hezma, Jabba, Anata, Mikhmas, Abu Dis, Bethany, Al-Azariye, all those villages are the eastern villages of Jerusalem district. The western villages of Jerusalem are Rajib, Bir Nabala. Bir Nabala.
Mm-hmm.
Aisha, Bir Nabala, it's just 5 minutes from here, only five minutes. Just crossing the wall, it wasn't the wall before, and you are in Bir Nabala, and then Al-Jib and Biddo. Qatanna, Bidduqo, Bitiksa, all those, Western villages, they are part of Jerusalem district. So the horrible wall had made a division between us. So we used to buy from our own local market,
mm-hmm.
here, vegetables and fruits, organic, you know, very healthy fruits and vegetables coming from the western villages, because it's agricultural area.
Mm-hmm.